Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman.
This is Jennifer Hillman, and thank you very much for listening to AIR. I am Jennifer Hillman, Intuitive Life Coach, and tonight I will be taking your questions, so if you want to call in a few minutes, I would be happy to answer your questions. Tonight I'm also going to be talking about a few observations on the eclipse, the full moon, and other things that are going on about creation and inspiration. In the last few months, the universe has been giving us all very clear indication that things need to change. We now are at a point that we need to take full responsibility for what we are creating in our lives and how we are going about doing this. The planetary action of this last eclipse with the full moon in Leo hit the south node, or past life issues. Another way of thinking of it is how you are now, where the north node is where you're heading. So right now, the north node is in Aquarius, which is all about the future, community, and service. The south node is in Leo, which is the opposite of Aquarius, and it is telling us that we got to stop thinking about just us and think about how we are affecting others around us. So with this eclipse, it meant a lot of relationships broke up, a big wake-up call for many also of what really isn't going to work anymore, and finding another way so the ways work better, and finding those very ways to help you out. It was not an easy eclipse and full moon for many people. It was a very interesting one for many people. But basically what this eclipse was doing was showing us the good, the bad, and the ugly in everything that we've created in our life. Well, today it was very interesting. I was reading a channeling from Michelle Eloff, who's been on the show last year. She channels Kuthumi. And in this initiation, and I believe it is the Firegate 1 initiation, which you can find on spiritlibrary.com, which is a great, great website. I highly recommend you go there. In this initiation, he was talking about envy and judgment and how by saying, you know, I wish I was just like them, or making some judgments like, I just don't understand how they can get away with that, you're actually taking on those people's karma. So all of a sudden, you will be experiencing exactly what that person is experiencing. Kind of like, you know, wearing their shoes so you really understand them. So unless you really want to try on their shoes, be careful in what you think and say about other people, because it does affect you as well as them. A good example is if one sister is complaining about another, it's likely that the sister that's complaining will actually start having the same problems or the same situation as the sister she's complaining about. The energy out is the energy you get back. So I want to make that suggestion that you look at your life and what's going on in your life, and then think about the people around you and what you've been thinking about them. Have you been wishing you were like them? Do you wish you could understand them better? Well, you might be, if their situations that you're in right now are kind of mirroring what they're going through. Now, yes, everybody in your life can be a mirror, and that's good. That's okay. But it's also something that you need to look at, because a lot of times, the mirror can be what you were in the past, that you've outgrown, that you've gotten past, and an indication of how much you have grown and moved forward. It was very interesting with the Michelle Eloff. It was just very, it made me stop to think really seriously how I was thinking, how I was doing, and what I was saying about other people. Now, I did pretty well, I have to admit. I caught myself in a few areas, but overall, I learned this lesson a long time ago. If you start envying somebody, you're going to have the same situation or make your situation worse than it was. So just take a moment and understand that if you're judging somebody or have thoughts that are envious or jealous of somebody else, you're asking to be just like them. And the universe will provide that opportunity to have the same experience as that person. Now, sometimes it's a good, you're thinking, well, I wish I was a millionaire. Well, in many ways, you probably already are. You just don't realize it. And that's a situation that I found, is that I really am a millionaire. Maybe not in the physical sense, but I do have a beautiful home. I have wonderful friends. And my life is very rich in many, many ways. And I'm very grateful for all the opportunities I've had and everybody listening. Gratitude is the one thing that can help you create the life you truly are looking for and wanting. Now remember that, you know, you might be telling the universe something and you're not even realizing you're doing it. So the more conscious of what you're saying at every moment, the sooner if you're saying something that you really don't mean, you can cancel it and then create something else. Something that really is going to work for you. Something that will bring better things for you. Because we're all the same. We are all equal. We are all one. We all have the same opportunities that come to us through our thoughts. So it's up to us what we manifest and what we create in our lives. And the creation process, as I said a few weeks ago, is really individual. For me, I generally state what I want in a very positive way, but a firm way, and let it go. It generally happens within a couple weeks, and things are turning around even quicker. If you want something healed, the answers do happen. You just need to look for the signs and understand that even the things that seem very subtle can be signs. For example, on this, I have a coyote that comes by my house quite often. The energy of coyote is the wise one and also the fool. It's the one that trusts that the universe is going to provide with the wisdom and the intuition that he's given. Now, I generally do have a very strong trust in the universe. And a lot of times I do things that I don't know why I'm doing. Sometimes it is a mistake, or I end up laughing at myself saying, I don't know why I did that. It makes no sense. Most of the time it works out all right, because I let it be all right. I learned also a long time ago not to beat myself up for trying something, for doing my best at what I could. The one thing that I get very quiet a lot of, for my inspirations, usually somebody will say something, an experience will happen, and you will just keep moving forward and start writing with that inspiration. It isn't always the most easiest, consistent thing with me, but I do get the inspiration, and when I get it, I go for it. So with that, if you have anything you want to say or if you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call with your questions. The lines are open. I'm wide open for any kind of questions about what's going on. If you have questions about the eclipse, how it's going or has been affecting you. If it is a situation that you want to understand better, I'm here to help you understand. So your life can be a little easier and a little better. Now, manifestation is really easy to do. The one thing that I've noticed with a lot of people is it's more about how you do it than it's the wording, in other words, that makes a difference if it's going to work out or not. And with that, instead of saying, I want this, I often say, I now have and desire, or I desire and now have, XYZ, whatever. And generally it does become a more positive way of getting it, because you're stating that you already have it. And that's the main thing. You have it in the present. So you don't have to worry about if it's coming, when it's coming. Somebody that calls quite often, Brant, and I know he's listening, because he is a very loyal listener and a great friend, and I appreciate him dearly, has been wanting a new job. And I know this man knows how to manifest, yet it hasn't happened. And the one thing that is very consistent with a lot of these things going on, me included, is divine timing. It's not easy. You can get very impatient and cut yourself off right before it's going to happen. Just be careful not to do that. Because if you do that, it's like you get there and all of a sudden you give up and you walk away just the moment it's all happening. So, have patience. Let it come to you. Put it out there. And that's why I've learned just to let it go. Because if you don't just let it go, you're not giving them the room to bring it in. You just need to pay attention to the signs, to what your head and heart are saying. If you're supposed to go right, don't suddenly go left. Follow your heart, go to the right. You'll never know what you will find. I have met some amazing people by just not even realizing what I was doing and just going with it. And I literally have met angels and other wonderful human beings. And I have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Althea, and I'm so glad that you mentioned about the lunar phases and how it's affecting past lives, because it really hit me in terms of, like, I felt like a fog in front of my face. You know, when I'd look out, it seemed like there's a fog, and that usually tells me there's issues coming up.
Right.
And I felt at the same time issues over friendships, almost like a clearing away and an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I just worked through it. I mean, I just kept asking, okay, why do I have this? Show me why I have this pattern. And it didn't really show me why as much as it was about, here it is.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Go on.
So what I felt was that this is a clearing away, not just past lives. I would say just more like past issues.
Oh, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But many times, these issues are things that you had in your past lives.
Oh.
That you just brought forward.
You know, and I thought for a moment there, well, maybe this is all these people I've come in and who have left my life were really about people I was clearing up issues with.
Oh, most definitely.
Because sometimes it made no sense. Like, there would be times I'd have a friendship, and, well, the friendship wasn't serving me, and I didn't necessarily cut the ties, but was willing, and my guidance system said, don't cut the ties. And other times when I was absolutely, you know, ready, they'd be like, now it's time. I mean, sometimes it just never, ever made sense to me.
Well, you know, you can also take control. One thing that I always do is if I know that somebody's in my life and I know there's lessons here, I always ask, okay, what's the lesson here? Show me a clear, what issue is at play here? Let me understand what's at play. If this person is supposed to be in my life, let me learn this lesson. If they're supposed to disappear after the lesson is done, then have them disappear. Because you don't want to put energy where you don't need to anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, that works for me. If there's somebody in my life and I'm, you know, feel done with the lesson, I literally would say, if I'm done with this lesson, let them disappear. If not, show me what the lesson is. Let's get this moving.
So at the tender age of 41, I'm really down to, like, one friend, a great husband, and a great kid. But I'm down to one friend who's, like, not even in the state. And I know a lot of people have been presidents of this and that, but I'm, like, literally down to one absent friend.
Well, you know what you need to understand is, just because you're down to one, that's just leaving room for a lot of new people to come in. and you just need to be open.
I'm open. Yeah. Is there anything that I might need to be aware of that I'm still clearing? Because I feel pretty clear and I'm pretty ready.
You know, I'm really getting nice timing. Yeah, you've cleared up a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff, and congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You've been very open. You've been very direct and clear with your intuitions and with your guidance. They've been really there for you, and you're listening. But I'm just getting its timing.
Good, because after this, I'd say after Monday or Tuesday, I really felt like I've done my piece. I've done the part where it's like I've mopped up.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you also have to understand that a lot of issues have layers to them. And it might come back around and you say, okay, here we go again. But it's going to go a little deeper.
Oh. Yeah, I think
so,
that's
you know, be glad that you got through this layer. Remember exactly what it felt like. Remember, you know, all the senses of it. But understand that it could go deeper.
Okay.
But I do see a lot more friendship. Are you involved in any groups, classes?
You know, I had been. I haven't at this point. I have really pulled in. I'm the one that's moving, so I've really pulled in to focus on this next phase of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't joined anything where there's classes or, you know, be a leader or any of those type of forums.
Right. Because I'm saying classes would be very, it's been very good for you in the past,
mm-hmm.
and it will be, it's like that's your vehicle for meeting people.
Okay.
Also, I'm seeing you meeting more people online.
Okay.
Do you go online much, like Facebook or MySpace or anything like that?
No. Mm-mm.
You might think about it.
Okay. And I was, you know, I'm ready to put my home up for the market, and I was thinking the second week of March.
Of starting it or selling it?
Just putting it up on the market.
Yeah, I see it's going to be a little bit before it sells.
Before what?
It will sell.
Oh, it's going to be a while before it sells, is what you're
right.
saying?
Right. I do think later in the spring, like
so,
May, June is when it's really going
to
sell. It's
so should I wait to put it up for sale then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, good. In terms of waiting, like maybe April, give myself some time?
You know, I would go ahead and start putting it up. It's going to take a little bit before somebody notices.
Okay.
So you might as well get it out there so people start to notice.
Okay. Okay. So it sounds good. So just on the friendship thing, just recognize that there's more layers that I'll have to go through. And this is probably, I'm thinking, definitely carry over certain lessons I have to learn.
Right. And the other thing about eclipse, it always lasts for 6 months.
Oh, really?
So the next 6 months, that energy of clearing away is still going to be around.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
So that's why a full moon is great for manifestation of new things that you want in your life. And this one was, okay, we're going to clear this out. What do you want next? So start thinking, you know, I want solid friends that are near me that I can hang out with, that are great lessons, yet they don't have to leave my life.
Right. Okay.
The learning process is continuous with them in a very positive way.
Okay. All right. So, wow, this is a lot to learn with this eclipse. It's certainly very, very powerful.
Oh, it definitely was. I mean, we had Saturn involved with it. We had Mars and Jupiter. We had Venus was also there and Pluto. Good old Pluto. So Pluto really was very much connected with the South Node. That's why it really hit past issues, past relationships. Even for myself, an old boyfriend out of the blue contacted me. It's like, okay, what's he up to?
Right.
So it's like, it's that kind of thing. I was not surprised to hear from him because his birthday actually was the day of the eclipse.
Right. You know, I heard that the dawning of Aquarius, or the actually moving into the Aquarian age, is this Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And that's actually my daughter's birthday. She turns 12. Well, and I keep looking to see, you know, okay, what's she packing?
Yeah, really. You know, what's your daughter's first name?
Alika.
Beautiful name.
Thank you. We made it up.
Oh, it's beautiful. Very brilliant young lady.
Yeah.
Very much into the arts. Very intuitive. I keep getting the arts, writing, poetry, painting. The
mm-hmm.
arts are very strong with her. So, the age of Aquarius is just consciousness and being very conscious of what we're doing and what we're getting in our lives. So it's a really great time. Somebody else that was on the show, Shireen Love, is very good at kind of clearing the DNA programming, rewriting your programming.
Mm-hmm.
And she has stated that there's been some major shifts within the entire universe on the day of the eclipse. I mean, it
Ooh.
Really cleared out a lot of stuff universally, not just here on planet Earth.
Right.
So
yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. And so good things happening.
Well,
I'm
with you on
clear,
that one.
You know, do a little mopping, a little cleanup here and there. But the main message I'm really getting and everything I'm reading and hearing and seeing is when you take full responsibility for what you're doing and what you're saying and have impeccability, then the universe is going to be just as impeccable with you.
Right. And that, you know, I'm not always there with it. And I recognize it. It's like I even said to my daughter, I go, honey, you need to speak your truth. I just, you know, I'm helping her. I don't want her to set up and learn all the lessons I've had to learn.
Oh, but sometimes she needs to.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you want them to bypass your own 20 years of drama.
Well, you know, she has her own dramas that she's setting herself up with.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, might mirror some of yours because you got to remember she chose you.
Right.
As the mentor. But overall, I don't see her having that many lessons, hard lessons. I mean, she's one of those very special children that came in.
Yeah, I knew it immediately. Well, I thank you so much, Jennifer, and a very happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, happy Valentine's to you, too, and
thank
happy
you.
Birthday to your daughter.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And with that, it is Valentine's Day this Saturday and the Day of Love, and February is always a very upbeat kind of life. So if you think about the eclipse, it cleared out the way so things can really be a happy, joyous time for the day of St. Valentine's. There is a lot of things about this eclipse that really, if past issues that just keep coming up that you kind of denied or suppressed, and now this eclipse basically saying, you can't do that anymore. You really need to face the music and understand that it's time to deal with things. And it goes over a lot of different things. I mean, it's just not in one area of relationships. It also can hit you financially or in another area of your life. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jennifer. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you very much. What is your first name?
My name is Delmore.
Wow, that's beautiful. And how can I help you?
I think I'm in a state of confusion right now, and I think I need some clarification or direction. And I just heard, it's my first time tuning into your show, actually, and I heard the advice that you gave the previous caller, and I would like to hear, you know, what's going on with me.
Okay. I do get that you are in a state of flux, is what they're saying. It is a temporary situation. Things in March, they're saying between March and May, a lot of positive things are going to be turning around towards you. They're saying that you need to keep your eyes open. I'm also getting a friend who's going to be really helpful to you to understand the direction you're supposed to go into. Are you looking for a new career?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I'm getting that it's going to be, something's happening in March. You might hear about it this month, but it's really going to take shape in March. And that's really going to step up everything. Your confidence is going to increase because right now you're on shaky ground, correct?
Excuse me?
Your confidence is low right now. You're not sure what you're doing. So I'm just getting to hold on a little bit longer. I do see that it's a female friend of yours that's very close to you that is going to make a suggestion to you out of the blue. Follow the advice. Follow up with whatever she suggests, because I have a feeling she's going to say, why don't you try doing this? And it's, you're just going to fly in it. It's just going to be perfect for you.
Okay?
So that's the main thing I'm getting for you, is you are coming out of this flux time that, like a lot of light workers, and you are very intuitive, a lot of people are just being put on hold till the new energy really is completely in the foundation for you, and till everything is cleared up and things are moving forward for you in a more positive way. When they see that you're ready to move forward, you're going to be in this state of just a holding pattern. And it isn't fun. It isn't. But you just need to really trust and be the coyote. You know, have that trust and faith that the universe knows what's going on, and have trust and faith in yourself that you're going to be available for those signs that come through. And you're going to follow them, and they will be the right ones.
Okay.
For something more direct for you, they're not showing me. They're just showing that a friend is going to help you out. And it's somebody very close to you. It's an older woman.
Okay. Yes.
Do you have any other questions?
As far as relationship, is there any, can you see anything in regards to, like, future relationship? Because I've been, like, my relationships keep, you know, they keep going down the drain for some reason.
Okay. You need to look at your past relationships, they're saying, because there's a pattern.
Yes.
And once you see that pattern, then you'll be able to break it. And you'll be able to have the right person come into your life. It's like what they're saying is, everybody needs to take full responsibility for their part of the relationship not working. And they're saying you need to look at what your part of the relationship situation. What was it that you were doing, possibly, that influenced the relationship leaving?
Okay.
But I do see a relationship coming for you and being with you. But I'm not saying until July or August. It's going to be a little bit away.
Okay.
But the way the months are going, that's like nothing.
Okay. Wow. And in regards to my finances,
between May and between March and May, financially your career is going to take a major turn.
And do you know? Only the friend will know what field or what direction.
She's going to make a suggestion on something for you to try. Try it. You will like it, and you will do very well at it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And it's going to be very soon. I probably within a week or so, you will be talking to somebody saying, I'm really confused, I don't know what. And she's going to say, you know, I heard this, and I think you should try it.
Okay,
and just trust it. It's somebody you talk to quite often.
Okay.
And try and keep positive. This is a temporary situation.
Okay.
Right? Because you think of it this way. You're in the void of creation. What kind of life do you want? Tell the universe what you're looking for. Instead of always waiting for the universe to point the way, you have the opportunity now of saying, this is the kind of career I'm interested in. If you're not sure, they'll always say, go back to your childhood. What were your childhood dreams?
Okay.
Because there's always answers there. And also meditation is a good way. And you're feeling a little confusion, even in your meditations.
Yes.
Focus on your heart.
It's like whenever I close my eye, I just feel like complete black. I don't see anything.
That's because you're in the void of creation. That's a good thing, actually.
Okay.
It's a positive phrase because it's nothingness. It's not positive. It's not negative. It's just saying, okay, what do you want? What do you desire? It's your turn to choose.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Many
Happy
blessings
Valentine's
to you. Thank you
thank
for listening.
You very much. I will continue to listen.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
So, a lot of people, and I have to include me in this group, kind of in this void of creating, a new void, a new place, a new career, a new life. You know, it's a rug was pulled out, and now I'm saying, okay, what do I want to do? And I have looked at a lot of different things, but again, Spirit always says, okay, what were your childhood dreams? It's always a good place to go back and just at least see if you still got that passion for it, something that I always have passion for, and I think delve in a little bit with music. Hello, caller.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. I'm calling to see if you can give me some advice on moving.
Okay, what's your first name?
Linda.
Linda. Moving. You are moving. You're moving west. I'm seeing the direction west. What's your question?
I'm pretty far west already. I'm right on the coast of the west.
They keep saying west, so you might be just moving around that same area, but I'm getting west.
Would it be, goodness, I'm looking around in Oregon right now.
You know, it could be overseas.
Hmm.
Have you ever thought about Hawaii?
I lived there 20 years.
Do you ever think about going back?
No, not. I kind of did that. I wanted to do something where there isn't the fruit flies, you know, for growing food. And
right. Well, Oregon is a good choice. The other place, for some reason, I'm getting that possibility for you, is Japan.
Wow.
They keep saying, go west, go west.
Wow.
And going, okay, then show me. And they show me an island, and my first interpretation was Hawaii because that's American. But now I'm really beginning to see it's possible that it's Japan.
Mm-hmm. Which island in Hawaii would it be?
The Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
More possibilities there.
Uh-huh. What about relationships?
Romantic or friendship?
Romantic.
I definitely see somebody. Who's the person you're still thinking about in the past? Because I'm seeing there's an attachment to someone in the past that's holding you back.
That could very well be.
Because once you let go of that attachment, somebody new can come in. But the attachment is so strong, it's holding somebody back.
Oh. Well, this person is helping me find land.
Well, he can be your friend without the strong attachment.
Mm-hmm. Right. Create the friendship. That might be real hard because the attachment is real strong, like you said.
It's very strong. But I don't see it really going anywhere.
No, it won't. I'm clear.
So you need to adjust the attachment to being, it can still be strong, but just not romantic.
Right. That's what I'm feeling intuitively, too.
Because if you make it a friendship, like you guys are best buds,
yeah,
then a relationship will come.
Okay.
But that's it. It'll probably be a couple months.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What's
but
gonna
I'm
come
just picking
first?
Up the attachment needs to be a friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I get that. It's clear. What comes first, the land and then the relationship, or a relationship before the land so that it can be developed together?
Kind of see it happening together.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of at the same time.
Uh-huh. Anything else? Is the land for sale yet? Is it on the market?
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Did it just come on the market?
No. Actually, it's been on the market for some time.
Oh.
Six to 8 months. It's been on. That's why you're going to get such a gonga deal on it.
That's why what?
You're going to get a gonga deal on it.
A good deal?
You're going to get a great deal on this.
Uh-huh.
But it's been on 6 to 8 months. It's been up for sale.
And do you see it in Oregon? That's where I'm focusing.
I definitely see. It's possibly it is in Oregon. I'm not getting a definite yes or no.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell how many acres it is?
It's a lot. A minimum of 100.
Uh-huh. I'm just wondering if it's east or west of the mountains. You know, if it has some elevation.
I'm getting more west.
Mm-hmm.
Closer to the coast.
Uh-huh. Is there a water feature involved, like a river?
Yes.
Is there a house on the land?
I'm not getting a yes or no on that.
Mm-hmm.
If there is, it needs a lot of repair.
Yeah, a starter up.
But you're going to get a really good deal on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how to connect with it.
Patience will find it. Better yet, let it find you.
Right. Yes, be the beacon.
Yeah.
Right. Patience. Anything else I should know on that?
Relax on it. It's like you're kind of almost holding on to this so tight. There's no room for the universe to really bring it to you.
Okay.
Just know it's happening. You've got it.
Yes, that's what I was saying today. Destiny's in the making.
No, it's not in the making. It's made.
Oh, it's made.
Why do you want to put it in the future?
Got it. Okay.
You want it now. So it's made. That's why I was saying earlier, I desire and now have.
Right. I was taking
X, Y, and Z, because that way, if you now have it, boom, the manifestation process will be a lot sooner.
Okay. I like that. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and take care. Thank you for listening, Linda.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Manifestation can be quick and very tricky. And the one thing that I have learned is the more I say, I'm going to get this, the further I put it out there. So really focus on that you now have it, whatever it is. Be it a relationship, be it financial, be it a home or friendships. Just say you have it now and follow your guidance to find it. For example, if you want more friends, you know, all of a sudden you'll have the urge, I really need to learn this, or I really want to try this. Another thing, as I was mentioning, is childhood dreams. What childhood dreams haven't you done that you still want to do? I mean, the universe, my guides, actually had me write down all my dreams that I've always wanted to do. And I'm slowly checking them all off. If you're going to live your life to the fullest, when you were a kid, you were innocent. You came in with a plan. As a child, you knew the plan. As an adult, a lot of other people say those magical words, you can't, why would you want to do that? They plant the seeds of doubt. Go back to your childhood and think of everything that you wanted to do. Because in there, you've got your passion. You've got the drive, you've got the determination, you've got everything you want for your life as a child. Because most kids come in, they know exactly what's going on. And it's life's experience kind of gets in the way. So these are the times that with these eclipses and the universe is lining up the planets to say, okay, let's clean out the garbage and see what you wanted to do when you were younger. Leo is your past life, meaning past part of your life, which can be childhood. What were you doing? Clear the fog and see what you were back then, what your dreams were, what your aspirations were. And I have to say that now that I look back on my life, that really has been my plan, is what I was doing or thinking about as a kid. And it really is kind of mind-blowing if you think about, oh, I was going to do this and that. If you're going to be a fireman, you can be a fireman in a different way that still, you know, think of what they are. They're nurturing. They're helpful. They serve. They're there when you need support. They take care of things for you when you can't. So you may be doing that fireman without actually fighting a fire. And it's just perspective. So I strongly suggest if you're not sure what direction you should be going in or what you need to do, sit still for a few minutes. Pull out that photo album when you were a kid, if you've got it, and look at those. Bring back the memories of a kid. What did you love doing as a kid? And see what pops up. You never know what your passion is, but yet you do. It's all your answers, every single one of your questions that you ask, you know it already. It's all in your heart. It's all there. I'm just assisting you to get to your heart more than anything. I'm the voice of the heart for you answering those questions. Because there's a little fog or a little garbage in the way that you're having trouble getting around. And that's all I basically do is move the garbage out of the way so you can see it yourself. And trust it. Because the heart is the center of everything. And it's love. And this is what this Saturday is all about, is love. And it isn't just romantic love. It's love of family and friends. And most importantly, yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you really aren't going to be in a position to be able to love anybody else. If you've got a lot of issues you're still dealing with, you might be in a relationship, but those relationships are just going to fall away because you're not in a place within your own heart to make you feel good about you. How is anybody else going to feel good about you? So just kind of understand that romantic love is great, but the best romantic love you can have is the affair you have with yourself. The love you have for you and holding true to who and what you are is the most powerful attractor to any person, any partner you're supposed to be with, is that confidence that you know who and what you are and where you're going. It's a beautiful thing to laugh with someone, but make sure you're able to laugh with yourself. That is the one thing that in recent years, actually, that I've come to realize through my relationships, and I've been very blessed with many relationships, friendship and otherwise, that really showed me what was going on with me. And this Valentine's Day, I'm going to celebrate all my friendships and all my relationships. And I'm just going to make the suggestion you do the same. The most simple thing you can say is, I love you. But don't say it unless you really mean it. And remember to look in the mirror and say it to yourself. Even if sometimes you don't, or in that point with the confusion and all, you're not sure you can love yourself, say it. Because that will break the ice. That will move the fog in on the garbage faster than anything else. Is if you look in the mirror and say, I love you, you're an awesome person. Because every single one of you is. There's a beautiful person that you're hiding. And it's wonderful when you look in that mirror and say, I love you, and you mean it, and you know it, and you know you're a good person, and you're doing your best, and you're impeccable with your words, and you don't take things personally, because let's remember, folks, this is all an illusion. This is all our creation. And Pluto now being in Capricorn, we're restructuring everything, including ourselves, the government, the way society is. Everything is being restructured now for the next 15 years. So why not sit back and really think of what you want in your life? This is the time to do it. Because it's a new beginning. That's what this eclipse was all about. Figuring out and understanding what you were, who the individual. The one thing about Leo, they're center stage. They are the ones that, here I am, hear me roar. They are very nurturing, very close with their family. They are very much a part of life. But they like to get acknowledgement, and we all do. But Leo is the one that says, okay, this is who I am as an individual. The opposite of that Aquarius, this is who I am in community. It is truly total opposite. Aquarius, which is what the sun is in right now, is saying, how can I serve? How can I best be there for the consciousness of humanity? And really loving yourself, you're loving other people, and the garbage will get out of the way, and you won't even need to have thoughts that are envious or jealous of anybody else, because you'll just see what they truly are, what they have in their heart, because you're going to be exactly where you want to be, so you don't have to worry what anybody else is doing or how well somebody else is doing. You're going to be happy that it's going well for them because it's going well for you. And even if you have one of those moments that things aren't going great, let them be the inspiration to you and help you create something better for you. That is what this eclipse was about. Really understanding where you are at this very moment, understanding your issues, and understanding and accepting your shadow. I am taking a list, if anybody's interested in really understanding their shadow self, I am putting together I have a class called INUP, Individual Notion of Being. And basically in this class, you understand and learn about your shadow and how to use it as a motivator and how it is a very positive, strong part of you. And yes, this includes your ego. It is a great way of understanding that every part of you is really trying to get you forward and protect you. And this class is 4 weeks long. There's more information on my website, angelsintuition.com. And there's another class that I'm also teaching, which is Inner Strength, which is developing your intuition and really learning to trust it and understanding what's going on. Both of them are very reasonably priced. There's more information on my website. And I also want to mention, because we're coming close to the end of the show, there's plenty of time. If you've got a question and you want to call in, we do have time for more questions. I also want to mention that this weekend, seeing how it is Valentine's Day, I will be having a sale on readings if you want a personal reading and not over the air. And the price is basically going to be 40 to 50% off. And it probably will start tomorrow afternoon, so check out the website. I will have something up and running, and you just click on the button, and everything is taken care of. And it is a really good time to understand what's going on with you. And I'm very good at asking the questions that get you thinking and get you moving. There is a lot of wonderful things about to happen. If you need help with manifesting some of your things in your life, some of those goals that you had when you were a kid, I do life coaching as well. And I've had many success with that, in understanding what is blocking you, to keep you from really achieving everything you want. Now, a reading in a, on a radio show has to be very quick and kind of generalized. I do get more specific in a one-on-one reading. It is a wonderful way to understand you, and I do look forward to doing more readings for you. If you do have a question today or have a comment about the show, you're welcome to call in right now. I appreciate all the callers who have called in. They're taking the time to get their questions answered and confirmation more than anything else, and I do appreciate that. So with this short time, we got 5 more minutes left, and I'm going to just kind of reiterate that this is a time that you need to really be conscious of what you're thinking about yourself and other people. If you have confusion and you're not sure, don't panic. Understand that you're in kind of like a void of creation. So if you're in that confusion, guess what? It's time for you to sit down and decide what you want. And for many people, it is a good place to start is, okay, when I was a kid, I wanted to be. And for me, I wanted to be on the radio. And here I am. I wanted to take dance lessons. I've done it. I've wanted to travel to Europe. I've done it. But I made a list to say, all right, universe, these are the things that I want to achieve. And I now am doing it. Pretty much my list is getting thinner and thinner. There's a few more things I need to do, and I know they will happen. But like I said, divine timing. And one thing that we all are learning is patience and understanding that everything is going to happen exactly as it's supposed to, when it's supposed to. You can't force things. So if you're trying to manifest something, understand it could come really quickly, but it also may take some time. It just depends on where you are. Are you moving out of the way so the universe can step in and help you? Are you in the way saying, okay, I want this, I want this, I want this, and you're not giving them the room to actually do it? They don't like to go around bodies. They do straight lines. So you need to step aside and let the universe take over. So kind of hand it over and said, all right, universe, this is what I want, and say, thank you very much. I am very grateful for this now being in my life. But again, be careful how you word it. And I'll give you an example I've given before. I asked to pay off my car. I didn't say I wanted to keep the car. It got paid off because I totaled my car in a car accident, not once, but twice, within 18 months. Yes, I learned that wording is important. So you need to understand that if you want something in your life, make sure you say it in such a way that it is really, truly in your life. I now have learned that. I say, I now enjoy my car that is fully paid off. I'm driving around with it and enjoying these road trips in my paid-off vehicle. And yes, I still have my car. And yes, it is paid off. So, wording is important, so really think about what you're asking for, because it does make a difference. Then once you state it, let it go. That's why I strongly recommend burning it, having a little fire somewhere, and just let it go up in the universe. If you got a fireplace, that's great. If you can go outside, put it in a metal bowl, and let the ashes just blow in the wind. It is a great way to let the universe say, yes, I'm serious, this is what I want, boom. And let the universe bring it to you. Just be open to the signs. And we're coming to the end of the show. So, next week I am replaying a show that Jonathan Ellerbe was on. Dr. Jonathan Ellerbe was on in January, and BBS Radio was having some trouble. So it really didn't air. So I will be playing it next week on the 19th. It is a wonderful interview with a man that wrote Return to the Sacred. He is an awesome man. You will enjoy the show. I will be back in a couple of weeks taking your questions. Once again, this is Jennifer Hillman. And I thank you again. My website, again, is angelsintuition.com. If you want a reading, again, I will be giving readings at a discounted price this weekend. And with that, with each breath of air, I hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Many blessings, happy Valentine's Day, and good night.